Welcome to That's So Last Century, What We Wore 1950s to 1990s. In this podcast, you'll hear stories about all things fashion, from home dressmaking to professional tailoring, sewing and fabric shops, following the fashions, and what sustainable fashion means in this century. Voices have been drawn from Auckland Library's Oral History and Sound Heritage Collections. In this track, we hear from Jay Guthrie, a Mumbai-born tailor who migrated to New Zealand in the late 1980s. He worked at clothing manufacturers Streetwise and Cambridge Clothing Factory before opening his own tailoring business, Island Style, Jay's Clothing Limited in Henderson. This interview was conducted in 2015 by Julia Barron as part of the Henderson Stories collection.
I was born in Bombay City in India in 1951. Yeah. I brought up in Bombay up to 38 years. I was there. I was working as a proficiency boiler attendant in one of the largest, Asia's largest biscuit manufacturing company as a proficiency boiler attendant. After that 10 year I worked for Imperial Chemical Industry, that's owned by British company in India, as the same post as a proficiency boiler attendant. But during this all this period, every evening I was helping to my father after finish my day job. My father was a professional ladies tailor, and he used to tell me, "You, if you have a time, you learn little bit, this trade will be helpful to your life." From that age, I was every evening helping to my father. He was teaching me very slowly how to handle the scissor, sewing machine, how to handle the different sort of the fabric. And meanwhile, 25-30 years, I become a very good tailor as well as proficiency boiler attendant also.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How many people were in your family? How many?
We are total 5 brothers, 5 sisters, and mother and father, altogether 12 people. And all are tailors.
All are tailors. So your father did well.
Yeah. And my father always telling me that if you have a trade, you will be very much get support from additional income in your life, which you can do from your home too. This trade you can do anytime from home. And really it worked in my life, because when I came to New Zealand as a tourist, and after that I got the job in one of the clothing factory name as a Streetwise, and they gave me the job. From those days I found that this trade is also very much helpful to go ahead in this country. After that I worked a few years to Cambridge Clothing Company. They have also a very good established company, and they have very good machinery, modern machinery. On that machinery I learned more technologically sewing.
With the Cambridge?
Cambridge Clothing, yes.
Where were they based?
They are based at New Lynn, Auckland. In the Streetwise I was making all sort of track suit, track pant, track jacket I was making there. But further I want to know that how this Cambridge manufacturing company making a jacket, and it was the best quality. And best sort of machinery they are using. And then one day I approached to the factory HR manager, and they gave me the job. From there I learned so many different technology, how to go fast, how to manage the time when the garment on the machine, how to handle the steam press iron. There are so many technologies there. I learned from them in the jacket, and then I learned how to make a jacket also.
Did you have to do the cutting or just the sewing?
I do everything from top to bottom. Wow. Top to bottom, everything. But to make a bulk garment in quantity, we need a really helping hand people. But if we want to make a single garment or individual garment, no need. But really, when we have a big order, we need assistants who have a good experience in sewing as well as understanding about the cutting.
You can view the exhibition That Sewed Last Century, What We Wore 1950s to 1990s at Taramaki Pātaka Kōrero, the Central City Library, from 20th March to 13 July 2024. So grab your coat and grab your hat and head to town to enjoy a view of retro magazines, photographs, patterns and materials showcasing what we wore last century. Check our Auckland events for additional public programs.